You can't possibly believe this story.
What point do we have to take it seriously?
We'll never find that out.
Finally, an informed representative of the pajama party, and I will give them 5 minutes of national primetime air with Will McAvoy.
Allie, ask the question. Don't let Jim egg you on.
Don't change the fucking subject. Which is it?
We can force them to answer our questions if we do it together. Who's with me?
You and Gary are going to an orphanage in North Uganda that shelters kids whose parents have been killed in the wars.
I'm going.
You're going?
Who's Willie Pete?
It's white phosphorus.
On the eight, Americans, white smoke.
On the eight, burning.
He's describing Genoa.
My name is Rebecca Halliday. I'm a litigator at Lowell Tiller. This is my deputy, Ross Kessler, along with Ken Weinraub and Mark Gage. Our firm has been hired by your employer, Atlantis World Media, to represent them in a multi-million-dollar wrongful termination suit. This is not a formal proceeding. You are not under oath. Your statements, however, will be recorded, and a full report, along with part or all of your statements, may be turned over to the plaintiff as discovery. Do you understand?
Yes.
This is going to be simple. Your testimony revolves around two words.
It happened.
It happened.
The general didn't say that.
Okay.
And even if he had, he never said it.
Oh, dear little onion.
Okay.
Let me start with a really tough question. And I want you to take your time and think about it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm sorry?
These guys need your full name, address, and occupation for the records.
Margaret Claire Jordan, 344 East 75th Street, New York, New York. I'm an associate producer with ACN, Atlantis Cable News.
Did you like the east side?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always thought the best thing about it was you got to look at the west side.
I'm on the third floor. My window faces another window.
Well, I just got shown a place on Fifth Avenue. High floor, wraparound terrace. It was listed at $17 million, but the broker thinks it's going to go as low as $14.5. They're very motivated.
I looked at the same place, but I need a bigger ballroom.
So. On March 22 of this year, you and Jerry Dantana conducted an interview with General Stanislaw Stumptonovich. Am I pronouncing that name correctly?
Yes.
Those Dutch don't make it easy, do they?
It's Polish.
I know, but I just have a thing about the Dutch. The interview was conducted at his home in Silver Spring, Maryland?
Yes.
Every 4 years, we give these guys a gold medal in Flukentot, and when they grew up, having to Flukentot to school.
Who?
The Dutch.
I'm Dutch.
Well, then fuck you.
Look, it's not like I don't know what this is going to be about, and I also understand the strategy of trying to rattle someone before an interview.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to see if you laugh anymore. I make these guys laugh all the time, don't I? I crack these guys up. I am known as a funny lawyer. You should check me out.
I have checked you out, Rebecca, and you don't handle wrongful termination suits. You're a First Amendment lawyer.
I am, and I haven't read the other ones yet. They're on the list.
Well, I'd like to once and for all abudiate the notion that I am messed up. Once and for all.
I understand.
Thank you.
But I'm going to challenge you on abudiate.
Yeah, there's no such word.
Well, why'd you use it?
Because I am funny, too. We are going to expel or dismiss or expunge the notion that I am damaged. I'm hardly the only person in my newsroom who's ever seen a dead guy, and that part of this case would be hanging on my... I don't know what to call it.
State of mind.
Seriously, that part of this case would be hanging on my state of mind 6 months later, by the way, when we interviewed Stumptonovich.
That son of a bitch.
Is insane. I'm not kidding.
I know. I'm here to help you abudiate. That's what we're doing this morning.
Okay.
So you're going to have to tell me about Africa.
The fact that you're even asking implies that it's relevant.
The fact that it's in Jerry Dantana's affidavit implies that it's relevant. He says that you were on prescription medications when you came back from Africa, probably a series of SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
I wasn't.
And that you're in no position to say what Stamtonovich said.
It happened.
It happened.
He didn't say it.
What I would do if I were them is I would put you in front of a jury and I would make you tell the Africa story and I would be good and sure that you broke down while you were telling it.
They're free to try.
Well, I'd like to get a first look at how it's going to go.
Gary Cooper and I flew to Uganda.
Is his name really Gary Cooper?
Yes.
Oh, I laugh every time I read that. I can't wait to meet him.
Why did you fly to Uganda? I pitched a story about the 100 U.S. combat troops that were sent to hunt for Joseph Kony, who's the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army. In exchange for access to Camp Gisenyi, which is our forward operating base out of Kampala, the Pentagon's public affairs people wanted us to shoot some film of soldiers building an addition onto an orphanage.
That's a sad project when you think about it.
Yeah, I could fall apart any second.
I wasn't baiting you. When did you and Gary leave?
A year ago, September, the night of September 30th.
How do you get to Uganda?
Practice. You fly to Dubai and get a connecting flight to Entebbe. We left straight from the newsroom right before... Right before Will just myrtleized this woman from OWS. Gary and I watched it in the cab.
The new Fox News poll has the former Massachusetts governor back in the lead with 23% of Republicans, followed by Rick Perry with 19%, 17% for Herman Cain, reflecting a big boost for the former Massachusetts. On the other side of the break, I have one of the early organizers of the Occupy Wall Street movement. We'll be right back.
3 minutes back.
We're leaving.
Souvenirs. Let's go. Shut them out.
I would like any traditional tribal weapon, short spears, hooks, sticks, bows.
They're not going to let them pass security with short spears, and I'll have an intern get you local sticks. Who's next?
A silk kanzu.
That's a colorful wrap dress.
Yeah. Got about 2.5 minutes.
I got a lot of friends who think this is a bad idea.
How many?
I don't know, a lot.
It's just that it's the units of measurement I hear in vogue more and more. Lots of my friends.
The mainstream media's been making us look like idiots since this thing started.
Don't refer to the mainstream media out there. It always sounds like a losing team complaining about the ref.
Because that's what you always make it sound like.
Excuse me, one second.
We spotted every social networking site and public board looking for Hamnier. We've sent an email to Hamnier at every public domain, including the ISPs most likely to service that region. We've got some bounce backs, but no responses.
We're out of here. What's going on?
Late Wednesday night, they found a tweet from a user in the area, Hamnier, a fast series of tweets where he describes Genoa.
We think he's describing Genoa.
He's describing it.
Jesus.
He's dead. We don't know that.
What's the other option?
That he can't afford his cell plan anymore? Come on. In most of the developing world, phones and plans are extremely expensive relative to income and almost all are prepaid. This was 2 years ago.
He's standing there describing gas being dropped on a village, then the tweets stop, and you think it's because his cell plan ran out?
Maybe they stopped then because we were jamming the frequency. I'm saying it's years later.
Fuck! It's just gone.
I need to get Shelly.
It's time.
What do we do now?
Something's got to fall into our lap. Something's got to fall out of the sky and right into our lap. A preposterous stroke of luck has to occur.
Neil, I meant to tell you, a guy down at OWS was telling a campfire story about working for an NGO and getting the NGO shut down by the Pakistani government because he wrote a report saying U.S. troops use chemical weapons on civilians. You should talk to him.
You can just phone me.
Wait, what? Did that just...
Sally, wait, stop!
What did you say?
The Pakistanis shut down the NGO.
Be in the studio.
No, what was the reason?
He wrote a report that said U.S. troops were using chemical weapons.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Does he tend to hang out in the same place in Zuccotti Park every night?
We are not hanging out.
Neil.
I understand.
Yes, he's in the same place every night. Yes, I can take you there.
Take you to the studio.
This way.
Okay.
30 seconds back.
And here comes dinner.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm sorry?
I was talking to my producer. How do I look?
Good.
No, producer again.
Is he just screwing with her?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
In 3, 2.
It's been 2 weeks since a group of protesters began camping out in Zuccotti Park here in New York City. The Occupy Wall Street movement has turned to social media and held marches through the streets of the financial district. Here in the studio today is one of the leaders of Occupy Wall Street, Shelley Wexler.
Shelley, thanks for being with
us. It's good to be here, but I am not one of the leaders of OWS. We don't have leaders.
Is that a good idea?
Not having leaders?
Yeah.
Yes, because this way everyone's sure to have a voice.
Sounds like a lot of people talking at once. But tell us in a few words what OWS is protesting.
We are protesting a variety of issues. The co-opting of the government by the rich, the lack of any prosecution for the crimes that led to the collapse of 2008, Citizens United, social inequality.
So not any particular thing.
Not one particular thing.
You're protesting against lots of things.
The list of things we're protesting against is as varied as the protesters themselves.
I've seen protesters holding signs that say we are the 99%.
Yes.
I am the 1%.
Some people would say I'm overpaid, but I'm not. I'm paid exactly what the market will bear, which means I'm paid what I'm worth. So, which system would you replace capitalism with?
I wouldn't replace it with any system. I would make the system fairer.
By passing new laws?
Yes.
It's Congress who does that.
Yes.
It's legislation like Dodd-Frank that the banks really fear, right?
Yes.
If you're a congressman or your senator or the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee or the Speaker of the House wanted to hear the demands of OWS, who would they meet with?
We're not looking for a meeting.
They wouldn't be able to meet with anyone, right?
Look,
I'm trying to find the virtue
of a leaderless movement where everyone's voices are heard.
That isn't the point. We want everyone to look at Occupy Wall Street and ask themselves the question, why is this happening?
I think that's been taken care of. But what happens after people ask themselves that?
Change, we hope.
How?
The same way change has always happened.
What is your best case scenario for how this ends?
That it doesn't end.
That it doesn't end?
That's right.
Even if you put the heads of the banks in jail, overturn a Supreme Court decision, ensure greater
social equality, and give everybody money, you're still going to be sleeping in Zuccotti Park.
Like most of the media, I don't think you're taking this seriously.
Is there any chance it's because you're not?
Hey, didn't go that badly.
Fuck off.
Come on.
I am humiliated and in shock. This whole thing is messed up, and he's a fucking asshole, by the way.
He's not, but...
Trying to be funny at the expense of the guest.
I don't think it was as bad as
Which way do I go to get out of here?
No, you need to take me to the guy.
What?
The guy in the pub.
You think I'm disposed to doing you a favor?
No, Shelley, we need to meet this guy. We need to read the report he wrote.
No.
Shelley.
Forget it.
No, I can't tell you what this is about, but it's way too important to
I
use as a payback.
I could have gone anywhere. I did this as a favor to you.
I need you to take me to this guy.
Then we're both having a bad night.
He didn't do anything to you. You tanked. She's gone.
Welcome to the Radisson Concord.
Good evening. We're with the Romney Press Corps. Three rooms under James Harper, Hallie Shea, and... You know what? I don't know your first name. I'm sorry.
Stillman's my first name.
Stillman's your first name?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Frank. You sure it's not the other way around?
It's three rooms. Harper, Frank, and Shea. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing anything. You said you're with the Romney bus?
Yeah.
The Romney Press Corps all checked in.
I understand what's happened. We got off the Romney bus.
Oh, because you said you were.
Yeah, we're still covering the campaign. We're staging a protest. I don't want to bore you with the details of. It has to do with accountability and access and just... So, we got off the bus, and now I understand that the campaign isn't going to be arranging our hotel. Does that make sense?
No, you should explain it some more.
So, we'll need three rooms.
I'm sorry, we're very full with the campaign staff and the press... I'm showing I have one room.
That was a predictable plot twist, don't you think?
Hey, guys. What do you say, Slim Jim?
Checking in.
I thought you said the press was checked in.
The press that's on the bus. Well, the press we're responsible for.
Not the Freedom Riders.
We have a room.
I have seven rooms.
Of course.
Six of which I'm willing to rent out to anyone who says Romney rocks.
I'll say Romney rocks if you give me 30 minutes with the candidate.
Why do you keep asking when you know the answer is going to be no?
That's all I can say. I kept asking.
I hate the press in ways you can't even comprehend.
I can comprehend the ways, and hating the press is an excellent credential for a press officer.
We'll be in the bar or on our half-empty floor.
Two queen beds?
Can we get a cot?
Absolutely.
And some walls?
It's one night.
I call the cot.
Got it.
Things aren't supposed to happen to me. I went to Vassar.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
And vice versa, I'm sure.
How long have you been keeping that one in your pocket?
A while.
My friend's plane's about to take off for Uganda.
Why is she going to Africa?
A guy named Gary Cooper.
New York to Dubai to Entebbe.
Yeah.
Emirates first class? It's like flying in the Bellagio.
So you have a comprehensive understanding of our operating budget.
I'm just saying.
Talent, NEPs fly first class. Senior producers fly business. And Gary and I get duct taped to the wing.
What time did you land in Entebbe?
Around 8 a.m. local time. We were picked up by a fixer named Ronald.
He works for ACN?
We don't have a bureau in Africa. He's freelance. He works for National Geographic Channel, The Amazing Race, that kind of thing. The army doesn't trust us much, so before we could go to the base in Kisenyi, we had to go to the orphanage, which was in the Nakapira Pirit district in the Karamoja region.
Excuse me. How do you spell Nakapira Pirit?
Two A's and four I's. It's a 4 to 9 hour drive, depending on the condition of the roads.
What condition could the roads possibly be that the drive time fluctuates 4 to 9 hours?
Sometimes there's mud. Sometimes there's a genocide. But there wasn't much of either that day, so we got there by early afternoon. Gary rode him back for 100 miles because Ronald told him he was going to see drug lords. There were no drug lords, and I didn't see one animal I haven't seen in my apartment. We were met by Lieutenant Bill Casey, the Community Relations Coordinator for the 490th Civil Affairs Battalion.
Bill Casey. I'm the Community Relations Coordinator for the 490th Civil Affairs Battalion.
Maggie Jordan.
Gary Cooper. Nice to meet you, Lieutenant.
Is your name really Gary Cooper?
You think I gotten tired of that by now?
We didn't have that much time. We just wanted to get it over with, so Gary started getting B-roll of the soldiers.
Kids here have either lost their families to regional conflicts, HIV/AIDS, malaria.
This project lets us give the kids medical checkups, books, textbooks.
Now they've got two rooms, a classroom, and a living quarters.
We're building another two rooms here today.
One of the things they have there are cattle raiders.
Cattle raiders?
Yeah. You're heavily armed, usually with AK-47s, and they come and steal your cattle. And then rape and kill people. After we'd gotten enough film on the soldiers, we went inside.
Good.
South America.
Good.
North America.
Excellent.
Antarctica.
That's where I'm from.
I'm Pastor Moses. You must be Maggie Jordan.
Yes, sir.
The children are learning geography.
So let me stop you. It's okay.
And they thought you were cattle raiders?
Yeah.
And that's it? That's what happened? That's what happened.
No. What?
Friday night, the woman from OWS.
Shelley Wetzler.
She said there's a guy at Zuccotti Park who wrote a report for an NGO in Pakistan that got the NGO shut down by the Pakistani government.
The report was about the U.S. using chemical weapons.
He didn't get the name of the guy who wrote the report?
She doesn't know the name of the guy, only where he hangs out in the park.
She should have got that sticky there after she was done.
Well, that was the idea, but then after the interview with Will, she was angry and bolted.
How angry?
She punched me in the stomach.
She's probably calmed down by now.
I called her all weekend and she's willing to negotiate.
We're not paying her.
She doesn't want money. She wants an apology.
Apologize.
First of all, I did. Second, she doesn't want the apology from me. And third, she punched me in the stomach really hard.
Who does she want the apology from?
Will.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
On air.
She wants an on-air apology from Will.
Yeah.
That's insane.
She found him smug.
Me too.
He wouldn't have to mean it or anything.
Forget it.
This is it. The trail is cold after this. Couldn't you maybe convince him to take one for the team?
Will is not aware of Genoa.
Do you mind if I ask why not?
Because.
Because?
Because I might need him for the red team.
So you believe it?
No, it's just... Look, it's a completely unbelievable story, but I can't ignore evidence. It's not like I'm in Congress.
If you believe it enough to be thinking about a red team, you believe it enough. You have to talk to Will.
How'd you lose a bus, Jim? It's a bus. It's big and it's slow. And it's a bus. You let a big bus get away.
This is a nice picture of her.
Who?
Maggie. You shouldn't have turned around to look.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody all right?
I'm good.
That's me.
You got your phone to the car?
I got here first. Hello?
Hallie, what the hell's going on? Why is everybody but us writing about the job speech Romney's going to give in Las Vegas?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Evan. The rest of the press corps got an advance copy.
Why didn't you?
I wasn't on the bus.
You said this stunt wasn't going to fuck anything up.
It won't.
It just did.
I'm at all the campaign stops, and I'll be in Vegas for the speech.
But everybody else got an advance copy, and they're writing about it. We look like we're doing this from home.
We've got something they don't.
What?
Guts.
I couldn't be less in the mood for you to be a wise-ass, Hallie. I'm giving you $500 a week plus expenses.
To be fair, you're not giving it to me. You're paying it to me.
No. If I don't get something back, I'm giving it to you. So unless you want to put on heels and fuck me for an hour, you need to stop being a little bitch.
Yeah.
Tell me if you can't do this so I can find someone who can.
No. No, I can do this.
You left the Denver Post for that?
Feel free to be superior.
He doesn't set the bar very high.
The world's first fat tax was announced in Denmark.
That's mean.
How?
Tax on people who are overweight?
No, imbecile. It's not a tax on people. It's a tax on saturated fat, but you're right, that would have been mean.
About an hour ago on Fox and Friends, Hank Williams Jr. compared Boehner and Obama playing golf to Hitler and Netanyahu playing golf.
Tell me something and tell it to me straight. Who is Hank Williams Jr.?
He was a country music star until about an hour ago.
Pentagon has decided military chaplains may now perform oral sex.
What?
Give me my real rundown. Idiots. Pentagon has decided military chaplains may now perform same-sex marriages. And, Kendra, I apologize, but the Washington Post reported last night that Rick Perry leases a hunting ranch called Niggerhead.
I accept your apology on behalf of all the black people in the room.
I get that that was a thinly veiled.
It wasn't veiled.
Okay. Obama defends loan to Solyndra, calling it a good... Ah! Stop doing that!
Good morning. What happened with the tweet from Han the 8th?
They can't find Han the 8th, but something else happened.
The woman from OWS who was on Friday night
was murdered, Will.
She's not happy, and that's relevant because she says that a guy who hangs out in her area at Zuccotti Park has mentioned a report he wrote for an NGO in Pakistan about us using chemical weapons. She was going to lead Neil and Jerry there after the show, but then...
She met Will.
Yeah.
Well, fix that.
How?
You put a help wanted ad in the paper for someone who can do your job.
Good. Anything else?
I just want to know that it didn't happen.
That's not easy to do.
You should include in the ad that applicants need to be able to do hard things.
Got it.
When's Jim coming back from New Hampshire?
Soon.
He gets paid way too much for an embed. You know what we pay embeds some weeks is in coupons. I'll see you later.
Kendra, run the meeting. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi.
So... great news.
Let me tell you something about liberals. He didn't paint the word on the rock. His father didn't paint the word on the rock. And the word was painted over after his family leased the ranch.
You're absolutely right. That's a good point. But I wanted to talk to you about what does that have to do with liberals?
You all should be asking yourselves if you're condemning him because he's from the South. And this is a good way to distance yourselves from our shared heritage.
Let's talk for a second about unintended consequences.
Sure.
The woman we had on Friday night from OWS, Shelley Wexler.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to apologize to her?
Sure.
On air?
Absolutely.
So, no.
What were the consequences?
Jerry's been chasing a story for a few weeks, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Why?
If I tell you the reason, you'll be more curious about the story.
But now I'm more curious about the reason.
There's some evidence to suggest that the Army's thinking about having different uniforms for home and away games.
I don't believe that's really the story.
At some point, I might need you for the red team.
You could have just said that. I understand that. I'm not a child.
Okay.
You have to tell me what the story is.
No!
At least tell me how it relates to the woman from OWS.
She can lead us to someone who might be able to help, but she won't unless you apologize.
Her movement is idiotic and she's unprepared, so as a courtesy, I was dismissive. What does she want an apology for?
Being smug.
That... really?
I know. I've never had anybody say that about you before, and I certainly can't identify personally.
You're just chock full of beans today, aren't you?
So that's a hard no on apologizing. I was asked to ask.
Come in.
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good, and then I saw Titanic for the first time.
You'd never seen it before?
You know how I am about sad movies, and the title suggested it wasn't going to end well.
But I still didn't see it coming.
Mac, what is more important than the people you... Kodak's dropping like a sack of flour. I'll never let go, Kodak. I'll never let go. But people should really sell their stock in Kodak because this afternoon...
I need you.
That's all you ever have to say.
Get it together.
Yeah, all right.
The woman we had on from OWS Friday night thought she was mistreated.
She was.
And it's possible that she can lead us to information that can help with a story I can't tell you about yet. But to do that, we have to make her happy.
How can I help?
Neil's going to set up a meeting and you're going to... you're just going to make her feel like she's being heard by a financial expert. You're Sloan Sabbath and you went to meet her. Just lather it on.
Got it.
Whatever she says, you couldn't agree with more.
I'm going to lather up just to honor the memory of Jack Dawson.
From the boat?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not lather up. It's... don't worry about it. Talk to Neil.
Will McAvoy's an asshole. I know how you feel, but the thing is, he's not. You had a rough time. That's okay. You've got information that you don't realize can help Neil and his team with a story I'm certain you'd want told. What's the story? Oh, I shouldn't have said that because I don't have the first idea what the story is.
What the fuck is with you?
She doesn't
people?
Know what the story is by design. On a big story, you want to bring in some people at the end and run everything by fresh eyes and let them try to punch holes in it. They're called the Red Team.
When's your story supposed to air?
This? Probably never.
You know... I teach three classes on Monday.
Look,
I came up here. I'm supposed to be impressed.
No one's trying to impress
you. Yes, you are. Because here's what happened. This woman's here at Shake Shack because someone asked Will to apologize and Will said no. Do you see how things are worse than they were before?
Because before you could assume that no one ever asked Will and now it's pretty clear that because of the story he was asked.
You guys didn't think this through.
No.
This is exactly why we need a red team. Shelley, can we just say that we're honestly very sorry that appearing on ACN was an unpleasant experience.
Your apology, which was meaningless in the first place, is now just a symbol of the other guy's refusal to apologize.
This is getting a little nutty. Shelley, Can you tell Neil what he needs to know?
And I am supposed to be impressed. Here comes your money, honey. All solicitous.
Hey!
Like I'm
I can hear you.
I've never seen a TV star before. Would even
Listen,
care.
Wait.
I teach college.
Hang on. Let me ask you something, and I'd like an honest answer.
Sure.
Do you really think I'm a TV star?
You know...
You called me a money honey, and I made a self-deprecating joke.
I didn't do it in front of 1.5 million people, and this isn't a joke to me. I gotta leave. You guys are condescending.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure I wasn't just the one who distinguished myself from rubes by saying, I teach college.
Did Will say no when someone said we need you to apologize to Shelley Wexler? We badly need you to apologize.
I wasn't in the room. But I'm sure he said, hell no, and who the fuck is Shelley Wexler?
Well, now you know how much of a prick he is.
Yeah. No. Slim was smug.
So there was this kid named Daniel who was by himself the whole time.
Who's he?
That's Daniel. His parents are both alive. I'm a family friend. His father has a lot of cattle, and there have been some clashes with Pokot traders from Kenya. So Daniel's here to be safe for a few days.
I started talking to him. Do you want me to read that book to you? I'm not going to take it. You can hold it and be the page turner, and I'll just read it. This is the house. The house on East 88th Street. Mr. and Mrs. Prim and their son Joshua live in the house on East 88th.
I read it to him maybe 3 times.
Again.
Okay. Three times.
Again.
We've read it 7 times now. That's a lot of trust, Daniel. All right, one more.
But if Lyle was happy, he was making someone else unhappy. Perfectly miserable, in fact.
As someone else was the
house on East 88th Street.
Voice called out.
Lyle recognized him.
Was he seeing a crocodile going past?
He was wearing a red
scarf. Lyle was happy. He was making someone else unhappy.
I have no
information about a crocodile wearing a red scarf.
There was little they could do, at least for the moment, to prevent Mr. Grumps from putting Lyle in the zoo.
He's never seen hair like yours. That color's called blonde, Daniel, and it's nothing but trouble.
Maggie? Donald!
Yeah.
Time to go.
No. We can't drive these roads at night.
It's not night.
It will be.
When were you going to tell us we couldn't drive back?
I just did.
Lieutenant Casey?
Yes, ma'am.
Could we possibly get a ride back with you guys?
Oh, we're flying out.
Even better.
We're going to Djibouti.
Is that near where we're going?
No.
You're not a great fixer, you know that? I don't know how the amazing race is as amazing as it is.
Again.
I don't really understand your reasons for not being on the campaign, but I'm going to have to insist that you at least be near the campaign.
I am. Everybody's here. I'm making all the stops, or at least the ones I can map quest.
You don't just follow the bus?
They're making really fast buses now.
Do me a favor. Romney gave a statement.
Yeah.
He called the name of the ranch offensive. He should be asked about the church. Can you get a comment from someone?
On that, I doubt it.
Try hard. Charlie doesn't know what you're doing there.
All right. Taylor.
Jim?
I need to ask...
How was your day?
Fine, thanks. I need to ask about the governor's response to Rick Perry's ranch.
There was a statement in this morning's email which you don't get, so you're free to watch TV.
I know he said he thought it was offensive.
He does, and that is the official comment of the Romney campaign, and now we are going back to business, which for me is a glass of red wine right now.
He was a leader in his church in 1977, right?
Do you think I'm going to talk about the Mormon church?
By commenting on the Perry Ranch, you already have, because it wasn't until 1978 that Mormons allowed Mormons to be black.
People of faith are also people of free will, and they are able to disagree with their church on a number of
issues. Governor was one of the leaders of his church. Did he ever object?
Joe Biden is Catholic. Catholics don't allow women to be priests. Is Joe fighting a war on women?
Is that the official comment of the Romney campaign?
Oh, you know, go fuck yourself, Jim. That is the official comment of the Romney campaign. All right. All right. Just tell me what you need to forget I said that. You're going to have a 30-minute one-on-one with the governor tonight at 10.
I, too, believe Will and Sloan can be a little smug, and I think you guys are showing a lot of wisdom by having me be the one to fix it.
You were really the only one left.
You only got it for the job.
The only one left.
The only one who could get it done.
There was nobody else.
Nobody but me.
Left in the office.
One man...
There she is. Hey, shut
up. I have another class from 8 to 10. This is my only break, and I don't want to spend that much of it with you, so let's get this over with.
This is Don Kiefer.
I'm the executive producer of our 10 o'clock hour right now with Elliot Hirsch, and I'll give you a segment. It'll be a much gentler interview.
And if I came on Elliot Hirsch's show, would I be able to talk about my treatment, the treatment OWS got during the first interview?
You'd be able to talk about OWS, but I can't produce your revenge fantasy if that's what you're asking.
Please stop arranging meetings.
Just listen to
It's a very important story.
Do you know what the story is?
I don't, but I know it's important.
How?
Because Neil says it is.
And when you say it's important, what you really mean is that it's more important than OWS.
We apologize for anything we may have said
or done. We don't apologize.
Many of us do.
Bye.
Oh, Shelley, please take Neil to see the guy in Zuccotti Park.
Let this serve as electroshock therapy. Every time you want to look down your nose at
someone...
Maybe
we're not the ones who need therapy. Maybe your debilitating persecution complex could be, if not cured, then put in remission by a team of Viennese specialists.
Anything else?
Nope.
Wait. I shouldn't have said that last thing. Me?
I'm killing it. You know why? Vassar. Kaboom.
Sorry.
Can you make it fast? I'm a little on fire.
There's no signal in the hallway. Hey, Mac. Just one second. They're stepping out.
Taylor just called me. Did you give away an interview with Romney?
If you could give me just a second, I don't have the room yet.
You know exactly how fucked up it is that you gave it away. And that you gave it to a girl you like.
It's not exactly like that, but it was definitely wrong, and I apologize, and I'll call Will.
Don't call Will.
If he finds out another way...
I'll take that chance. I don't know how to predict his behavior anymore. Or yours. And now I've got to pull you off.
I understand.
Well, you know, I don't.
Her boss...
Here are my notes. You write it.
I caught Taylor in an on-the-record moment I could trade, and you were in trouble with your boss, and frankly, I didn't like him.
It must save you a lot of time to be able to reach that conclusion in 15
it
seconds.
Does.
But he happens to be a genius.
Oh, okay.
And either you don't know or don't care how insulting your favor was to me, but it's either one or the other. I'm experienced at this, Jim. More experienced than you. I got you on the bus. And then, unbelievably, you got us off the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since you don't know what the hell you're talking about anyway, you shouldn't make a giant assumption that is totally wrong about my personal life or my professional life. Both of them.
It was the second one. It was that I didn't care.
How insulting it was.
Yeah, but for a couple things that I didn't foresee, you wouldn't have found out. What the hell? Am I suddenly a fucking receptacle for every woman who's pissed at a guy? I did a fast calculation, and it was unlikely he was going to break news or be interviewed on camera, so I didn't think I was robbing my network of money.
You didn't need it, and I did.
And that call from your boss, your I don't know what to call
Evan.
Him. I hate that name. I did it because I wanted to. Everything about it felt right, but if it was insulting, I still don't care. I'm going downstairs.
Yeah, I always hated the name Evan, too.
I'm talking about a plan. This plan has come to symbolize the struggle for justice in India. Proponents claim that it is urgently needed development, and opponents claim that it will disrupt underprivileged communities and service the wealthy few. What plan am I talking about?
Narmada Dams.
Excuse me.
I'm right. It's the Narmada Dams.
I can't believe what it takes to get you to apologize.
I have absolutely no intention of apologizing, but you should enjoy me while I'm here, because as soon as I leave, so does the attention. Your movement sucks, Shelley.
I'm sure it looks that way from the outside.
And right there's your problem, because who the fuck cares what it looks like from the inside? Slavery, suffrage, civil rights, Vietnam, what all those things have in common is there were leaders. And the only thing the leaders cared about was getting it done. And if you guys had leaders who could find a map with a fucking map, they tell you the thing about capitalism is politically accountable. Did you watch my show tonight? Did you see anybody courting the OWS vote? Because all 8 candidates for the Republican nomination said the words Tea Party today in a bite they knew would get picked up.
We're not trying to get anyone elected. We're just trying to point so that people will look. And you're looking at us and not what we're pointing at. I was terrible on the show. I was embarrassed in front of my friends and my students and the people in my area at Zuccotti Park. If you had to slap me around, couldn't we at least have talked about corruption, financial crimes, predatory lending, unlimited campaign donations?
You're not qualified to talk about those things on our show. But yes, I could talk about those things more on our show. I slapped you around to burnish my reputation as a moderate. You were a handy prop, and I'm sorry I embarrassed you. I'm not smug. I'm having a crisis of confidence.
That's a pretty startling admission.
I don't have that many people to talk to.
That's ironic.
I know.
You're not married?
No.
Girlfriend?
Well, no.
What was the well? I'll take Neil to where the guy usually is.
No, we found him already. We tracked him down.
Are you for real?
The interview was fun for me, and it shouldn't have been.
Well, you know what my mother would say.
I absolutely do not.
Who are you really mad at?
You really want to tug at that thread?
I wouldn't be surprised if it has something to do with the well.
Can I audit the rest of your class?
It's almost over.
Perfect.
As she sought exoneration in the murder of her college roommate in Italy, and tomorrow morning, nearly 4 years after her initial detainment, Amanda Knox will fly back to her hometown of Seattle.
Go.
Some trouble today on the campaign trail for Texas Governor Rick Perry. As the Washington Post reported over the weekend, that Perry's family ranch, where the presidential hopeful is hunted with his family and friends, and to which he has invited lawmakers, has a name. And that name is Niggerhead.
What the hell, Phelps?
You want to take it?
No.
All right. Well, Elliot wrote the copy.
Oh, fuck you. You approved the copy.
And I approved. I don't know how to tell the story without saying the name.
Bullshit. You say the N-word.
N-word head rant?
Something like that. What did everybody else do?
They bit around it.
Don Lemon said.
Don Lemon's black. Yeah, I don't know these rules. The story is about the word, and we decided not to play a game of hangman with the audience. N-head ranch, is there a G?
Shut up.
What if it said motherfucker on the rock?
It would be a much different story and one a lot harder to get to the bottom of.
Would you wait for me a minute? Because that's how long it's going to take before Reese calls saying that the Family Foundation for the Foundation of Families is threatening to boycott our advertisers unless Elliot stops being Jewish or something.
Can I ask?
What?
Other than that, was it a good show?
Get out.
All right.
Upon which was painted a derogatory epithet for an African-American.
I'm sorry, I nodded off while you were saying...
Get out!
His name is Leon Deet.
Deet?
Rhymes with beat. We've been interviewing him for about an hour and 20 minutes, and we're the first ones who've spoken to him, though he doesn't know why we are. He was working for the Commission for Human Rights in Conflict Zones out of Islamabad. And they sent him to interview some people in Waziristan who said they'd survived a raid of what they say were U.S. military forces. He wrote this report. He believes that as a result of this report, his NGO was shut down.
Have you read it?
Name some signs a person would exhibit if they've been exposed to sarin gas.
Vomiting, severe muscle twitches, and then death by choking on their own vomit.
Read what I've highlighted on the third page.
Villagers report that many of the dead seem to have aspirated into their mouths and had been asphyxiated by their own vomit.
Was it absolutely necessary for you to tell my boss?
I wouldn't say it was necessary, but it was what anyone would do in my job. And the reason you don't know that is because you've never done this before. You know, we're doing this thing, Jim. We're running for president. It's on. And it's a big, hard thing. And we understand that we're going to have to do it during a relentless onslaught of absurd bullshit from you and your friends. It was just my way of saying that we're going to be around for a while. Perry's done. It's not the ranch that's going to get him. It's his intellect. Not the world's worst reason for a Republican candidate to lose. I wonder if anyone's going to notice that. I know I'm going to see you somewhere again before November. Take it easy.
Take it easy, Taylor.
You were lying before. About the fast calculation you did. What was the big deal? I think you got in trouble. You have to go back to New York. Yeah. Well, I don't like that.
It's all right, because I...
I should have asked this an hour ago. Are we counting as messed up? Here's what I'm asking. What do I have to look like for my testimony about the interview with General Stamtonovich to not be discounted?
The way you look right now. Just the facts, ma'am.
We slept over at the orphanage. Sometime, I didn't look at my watch, but the police report said it was sometime after midnight. We heard some...
Don't say we...
I heard a popping sound in the distance, maybe 100 yards away. Pop, pop.
What did they say?
Slugis.
Come here.
No. Not in front of the kids.
Pastor Moses' wife, Kisa, started quietly waking the kids and keeping them calm, making sure they didn't scream. But then we heard another pop, pop, pop. Ronald was trying to tell them that this was an orphanage and there wasn't any cattle, but he was doing it in Luganda. Ronald and Gary flew back inside.
Get the children on the bus right now. Out the back, on the bus. Head below the windows.
We got the kids out the back door and on the bus. And Pastor Moses did a head count. He was under my bed.
Daniel, come on. No, we've got to go to the bus. Daniel, please. Come on, Daniel. Please, come on.
The frame was maybe 6 inches off the ground. I don't know how he got under there.
It's bolted to the floor. Daniel, come on. Not out of sight. Daniel. Come on, Daniel.
Get back.
Careful.
They speak 1,944 languages in Africa. I'd learned some Luganda phrases, but I didn't know any Lugisu. I don't know where the cattle bandits were from, so once I got home, it took me a while to translate what they'd been shouting. It was, "Give us the camera."
Mr. and Mrs. Prim?
He died right away.
Yeah.
Oh,
business.
Yeah, the hospital said the bullet hit his spine.
And that's it?
That is it. We never got to Kampala. The company brought us back because we had to be debriefed by HR.
Jim Harper, under oath, is going to testify as to your state of mind. Is there anything he'll be asked about?
Maggie?
You're back.
I read the HR report.
There's honestly nothing to ask about. It was upsetting. I don't want to minimize it, but...
Were you sent to a doctor?
By HR.
A psychiatrist?
Yeah, and I'm fine. The doctor prescribed Paxil, but I don't take it.
You don't?
No.
A psychiatrist examined you and prescribed a very strong psychotropic that you're not taking?
I don't need it.
Oh, God, Maggie. That's a terrible answer.
I was there. It was Stamtanovich, Jerry, and me. He never said it happened.
That you are
they
no...
were there because they spotted us filming the engineers, and I pulled him out from under the bed forcibly, and his spine ended up stopping a bullet that was plainly going to hit me, so it's obviously something I'm going to remember, but, you know, what do you want? He didn't say it. I can testify to that. I'm fine. There was little they could do, at least for the moment, to prevent Mr. Brunt from putting Lyle in the zoo.
He's never seen hair like yours. That color's called blonde, Daniel, and it's nothing but trouble.
I'm fine.